This is the Lou Rockwell Show.
Well, it's an honor today to have Mr. Glenn Jacobs on with us, better known as Kane, star of WWE, WWF. He's won 14 championships as a professional wrestler. But I don't want to talk to him so much about his wrestling career today. I want to talk about his interest in Austrian economics and libertarianism. Glenn, I was struck by the fact that when you were going on a vacation this summer and we're going to have to do some driving, that you ordered a copy of David Gordon's lectures on political philosophy to listen to in the car. You're a serious student of Austrian economics and of libertarianism. How did that happen?
Well, thanks for having me on, Lou. And I'd also like to thank you and everybody at the Mises Institute personally, because I think those of us that have a familiarity with Austrian economics are better able to protect ourselves and cope with what is happening with the economy right now. So thank you very much for that. Actually, my interest in libertarianism began when my friend Sean Morley, I guess in the late 90s, told me about the Libertarian Party. And I researched the party a little bit and thought that, you know, I agreed with a lot of their stances on the issues. I'd always considered myself a moderate Republican, sort of a liberal conservative. And the more that I began to study about libertarianism, the more that I realized that the important thing isn't left or right. The important thing is freedom versus authoritarianism. And just, you know, through years of study, it's funny. It sort of compounds on itself. And the more interest that you have, the more interesting things that you find, and it just sort of snowballs. And that's what happened with me.
Well, it's fantastic. And you and Sean both were backers of Ron Paul, weren't you, during his presidential efforts?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Paul, they keep on talking about change in this election, and Dr. Paul was the one candidate who would have been able to affect real change, which would have been getting back to a very limited government and getting freedom and free markets become prominent again in the country.
So, Glenn, here we are in this horrific economic crisis that more and more people are coming to understand as a result of the Federal Reserve and what Alan Greenspan and George Bush did after 9/11 in terms of turning on the monetary fire hydrant and flooding the world economy with new paper money. Do you think that Austrian economics that you mentioned has helped you protect yourself personally? Do you mean in economic terms as well as in intellectual terms?
Both. We could all see what was happening with this bubble that at some point was going to burst. Even before I became interested in Austrian economics, you're looking at the prices of housing and realizing that there's a disconnect between the prices and the actual value of the stuff. So in both ways, it helped me. I've been able to take some measures in my own personal life for myself and my family and alter my investments somewhat. And, of course, this is a systemic problem, so we've all gotten harmed. However, hopefully the harm has been a little less and for myself, and hopefully because of my study of Austrian economics, I'm able in the future to position myself so in the future I can take advantage of what I think is going to happen. And also just I find it fascinating from an intellectual point of view frankly, someone like me can understand this stuff, and then you have all these economists who seem to have absolutely no idea of how this happened. They never saw it coming. And other people, the Austrians, did see it coming. And to go back to Ron Paul, here's the guy that's been talking about this for 20 years. And now he's on TV, and they give him some measure of respect. But still, when they say, well, what should we do? And he tells them, oh, no, we can't do that. That simply amazes me.
Well, it's amazing to read his book, Pillars of Prosperity, which chronicles his writings and his speeches about the economy for a long time. And when you see what he was saying about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the 1990s and before, what he was talking about Federal Reserve policies, he actually says everything that's going to happen and everything that has happened. And as you say, he's getting a little bit more respect, although not much. It seems like the media is entirely in cahoots with the failed banks and with the failed investment houses that want to rip off regular Americans through more inflation. But I think you're an example of how more and more thinking Americans in all walks of life are becoming aware of what a ripoff the federal government is, the damage that it's doing to us through its inflation, its taxation, its empire, its suppression of civil liberties. And I think you represent a very, very encouraging trend in American life. And it indeed is in these kinds of crises that we have a chance to make serious changes, that people are open to serious changes, they realize that the current monetary system is a bust. There's much about the current economy that's a bust in every sense. So do you find when you talk to colleagues and neighbors that's true, that people are looking for new ideas? I don't mean Barack Obama.
No, absolutely. Especially, as you said, people, the thinking people, and also the people that have been harmed by this. I mean, one of the things I think is going to come out of what is happening right now and what is going to happen, because the government is inflating the money supply in a massive way right now, and that's going to lead to huge price inflation over the next couple years, and which is going to harm a lot of people. And I think that some people are starting to realize that the government, especially big government, it doesn't work. And the thing that the politicians have always been able to do is they've been able to sort of camouflage the system by saying, if you vote for us, we can make it work. And what's going to happen is I think Barack Obama will probably win, and he's not going to be able to make it work. And people are going to start questioning whether this whole system of government that we have, this big intrusive government that controls every aspect of our life, if that's really the way we should go, or if there is an alternative. And of course, the alternative is liberty. And the more people that we can get out there preaching that mantra, preaching that solution, and especially with the success of the Ron Paul Revolution, the better chance that liberty is going to have. And as you said, Lou, I think this particular crisis gives us a tremendous opportunity to promote individual liberty. And that is the bright spot in the whole thing.
Glenn, and a lot of people wouldn't forgive me if I let you get away without asking, for all those who admire you as a great athlete and a great entertainer, what's going on in your career right now and what's ahead for you?
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm plugging away in WWE. And I've actually, at this point, I have almost a different take on my job because, you know, so many people are suffering. It's very important for people like me to be able to help people, give them escape from their own reality. And so that's something that I've been thinking about quite a bit, actually, in philosophical terms. And as far as what the future holds, we have a saying in WWE, you know, anything can happen. So I'll have to leave it up in the air on that, Lou.
Well, you sure have entertained a lot of people. You've thrilled a lot of people. And you're right. In these sorts of circumstances, we all need a break from the reality of what the government has done to the economy and done to us. So thanks so much for the millions of people that you've thrilled. And thanks so much for coming on the show. It's great to have Glenn Jacobs. Great to have Kane as well.
Thanks, Lou. I appreciate it. And you guys keep up the great work, too.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to The Lou Rockwell Show. Produced by LouRockwell.com, the best-read libertarian website in the world. If you'd like to advertise on this podcast or on the website, email advertise@LouRockwell.com. And thanks for listening.